Indiana homeowners are getting property tax relief. While it's going to save people money, it will cost some local schools millions of dollars. Teachers union and school district leaders are bracing for cuts. And reporter Aubrey Wright has details on just how much Monroe County schools could lose.
The Indiana State Teachers Association is worried about public education.
When I say teachers, you say power. Teachers!
Hundreds of teachers, students, and supporters rallied at the Indiana State House Monday, saying they want better support from their legislators. Here's ISTA President Keith Gamble.
We will keep pushing in conference committees to ensure public dollars stay with public schools.
90% of Indiana students attend public schools, which are projected to lose millions after tax cuts, and some will have to share their shrinking revenue with charter schools. Monroe County Teachers Union President Jenny Noble Kuchera spoke at the State House.
We are taking our rage, we are taking our love, we are taking our prayers, and we are demanding that you, politicians, do what Hoosier unions and kids need: fund our public schools.
The Monroe County Community School Corporation was already trying to balance its budget with reduced spending. MCCSC Superintendent Mark A. Winston says now they're likely to miss out on millions of dollars over the next few years.
The estimates that we've heard so far are anywhere from $14.7 million over the next 3 years to about $17.2 million.
Winston and Noble Kuchera are grateful that Monroe County taxpayers have committed to funding schools through referendums. But they don't expect to get the dollars the community voted on, which now must be shared. Winston says MCCSC students won't bear the brunt of the cuts, and she doesn't expect the quality of education to decrease.
We're going to figure out what does that new normal look like. And today, I don't know what that new normal is going to be, but we are certainly committed to figuring that out.
Noble Kuchera says it's possible students could lose extracurricular activities or see bigger class sizes. Plus, Indiana already has a teacher shortage, and pay is a recurring issue.
Teachers are great, but we are not magicians.
At MCCSC, Winston says there could be staffing cuts, and she says there will be more to share in the future.
At this moment in time, I can't even begin to give you anything more specific, but staffing is the most significant expenditure that any school corporation has. And so we would take everything under consideration. We would engage in conversations with our administration, our teachers, and figure out how do we go forward.
There have been intense, hours-long debates in the General Assembly about these concerns. K through 12 education still makes up almost half of Indiana's budget, and it did get a 2% increase this year. But Governor Mike Braun signed that tax plan into law. He says it will benefit nearly every Hoosier, and two-thirds of homeowners are going to pay less. Senate Education Committee Chair Jeff Rotz says it's created a lot of conversation.
We can argue about the dollars, and we should argue about the amount of dollars. It's always going to be a consideration and a problem, right?
He says tax revenue is usually steady and reliable income, and some schools aren't going to get what they expected. The Senate is aware of these concerns.
There's a lot of different ways to look at this, and it's in the eyes of the beholder, right? So depending on what screen they're looking through, whether they win or lose.
Aside from property taxes, there's another big issue. Public schools that lose students to charter schools will have to share their tax revenue. Charter schools are required to have open enrollment policies, and they're overseen by nonprofit boards. Public school advocates oppose sharing revenue, saying they're already underfunded.
We feel very strongly that public school dollars should stay in the public schools so that we can, in fact, educate our students the way they deserve to be educated.
Winston says nothing is finalized yet. For WFIU, I'm Aubrey Wright.
More from the WFIU newsroom in the next 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues for another hour at 9 on WFIU 2.